God is truly forming you into a tool for His sake, and you are becoming that man. Would you this day bring us the message from Nicaragua?
I want to get this clock real quick because we know I can get really winded, and we'll go on forever and ever here, so I'll put that here in front of me. You know, going on missions trips gives you a lot of time to think about things. And a lot of times, you just kind of know that you're going to come back and you're going to give a presentation. And you know, it's like, where do you go with this? And sometimes you can just get up here and just talk and talk and talk. But this whole trip for me was kind of, in the beginning, when I was first asked by FIA to go, I was like, there's no way I can do this. I just don't have the time. I got so many other things on my plate. And then I was sitting there one day, and it was in my mind, and I knew, because I had found out through Daryl that there was only two people going. And I was like, there's just no way that this is going to happen, you know. So I got praying to the Lord, and the Lord said to me, Chuck, you're going. And I was like, no, I'm not. I just don't have the time. I just can't do it. And he said, no, you're going. So I started to rush around and make some phone calls and get things together, and finally called Daryl and said, look, put me in. I'm in. I'm going on this trip. And up to that point, Daryl only had himself and another fellow going. And how great God is that if you listen to Him and pay attention to His words, it will all start to unfold. The gentleman, Matt, had his dad come, and then with me tying in, we had a total of four people, and in a week's time, we accomplished some things that needed to get done. And like I said, there's often times that you sit there and you got a lot of time to think of what you're going to do and what you're going to say. So I got thinking about this. How many invests? You got 401ks, and you have, you know, your IRAs, your Roths. Some of us are got deferred comp. And it's kind of funny how I was sitting there on the internet looking at some things, and no offense to anybody that works at banks, because I know we got a few of them. I picked a few. I picked one regular bank, Metro, and I picked Members First. But people realize, and I hope we realize this, as we're investing in our futures, that there's very little or no return right now in these money markets where everything is at. And, you know, you almost got to go 60 months to get just 1% back in your return. 60 months. That's a long time when you think about it. It's like taking a car out. And, you know, I was sitting there looking on the internet also, and just looking at some of the big companies out there that we could invest in. And you, like Netflix. Netflix is pretty popular right now, and they're getting an 82% year-to-date return right now. That's pretty good. And you got another one, Amazon. Amazon is getting 70%, which is pretty good too. Under Armour is getting 46.5%. U.S. Oil is getting, the way the market and oil is going right now, it's getting 31.25%. So you're asking me, what has this all got to do with the missions trip and what's going on? Every now and then, I know people have a tendency to want to look at, you know, the stocks and stuff and find out what's going on in the world. Sometimes you can watch it on TV. But what if I told you, I know somewhere that you can get 100% return on everything that you invest in. Because there is a place out there that you can get 100% return on all your investment. Would that interest you? I was talking to my advisor, and if you guys are interested, I'll give you his business card at the end of the message today. But I was talking to my advisor, and he gave me this book, and he told me that if I would follow some simple rules and just trust him, I would get 100% return on everything that I do. How many, you don't have to raise your hand, but it's rhetorical, how many of you prayed for myself and Mitch when we went on this trip to Nicaragua? Because he went in a different way. How many prayed? How many supported the trip? How many are interested in possibly going on a future trip with us? Then you're on the way to investing if you did any of those things with my advisor. Because we, as the church, are all going to reap the reward one day. Because everything that I just talked about in this investing on this side of the grave is going to be left here. But if you invest with my advisor, Matthew 6, 19 through 21 says, do not store up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is where your heart is also. So my advisor has laid on my heart that it's my responsibility as a part of this body, because we all have different parts, to go on the trip. And I'm invested to go and do the work that he set forth for me. Now, the last time we did this, so I'm just going to do a short review. This is Wayne and I last time. I needed one of those selfie sticks, but it didn't, you know. They took it from me on the plane. But last time we were there, Wayne and I built the trusses for the roof of the church. The building was already there. And Wayne and I did everything that you see there, that metal thing. We cut the metal. We didn't do it ourselves, but the team. We cut the metal, we fabricated it, and we did everything that needed to be done. That was done in 2 weeks. And there's Wayne and I, you know, we did a lot of moving it, prepping it, getting it ready. Just a lot of tedious work goes into something that, as you're building it, it's like when you're building a house. You start out with just a foundation, and the next thing you know, you got this whole home and you're living in there. That's kind of what it's like in the beginning when you're starting this. It's like you got a whole mess of stuff just sitting around, and it's like, there's the vision. You got to go build it now. And that's the beauty of how these trips work, is somebody else usually comes up with the vision, and then we, as the church, goes and fulfills the vision of someone else. And there's Wayne and I again, you know, as you can see, these are the finished ones. And then this, you know, everything. Here we're putting them up. That's Daryl. And by the way, Daryl is with us today. I want to thank Daryl for coming out today. He's got a very busy schedule. He's going back over to FIA today, so I just want to thank Daryl for coming out today and taking the time out of his day and being with us. I know he's got a lot of other things going on, so I just personally want to thank you for that, taking the time today. This is where we left everything on the last trip. This is probably 15 to 20 minutes before we're getting ready to pack up and head back to the airport. We got all the trusses up. We were supposed to put the roof on, and we didn't get that far because we hit some kinks. That's the beautiful thing about God. You know, we can plan the future, and we can plan what we want, but the good Lord has a funny way of saying, slow down, this is what's going to happen, and you just kind of take it with the way it works. And these, we were really blessed on this trip because we always have the people come out and give us a hand. I forget how many was on that team last time. There might have been eight of us, I think, from the team. And then we had all the tribal people that would come and give us a hand, which is also kind of cool because this young man right here, from what I understand, has been there quite a bit. And I'll talk a little bit more about him later on. His name is Denny. And he's always there helping, and he's a Christian, and he's just got a real heart and love for Christ, and you can just see it when you talk to him, and he's there every morning before we even get there. So I don't know if he's, you know, got an alarm clock, I doubt it, but 5 o'clock in the morning, the sun comes up, I think, 5:30, and those guys are ready to, you know, start life because they only get a 12-hour window. It's usually dark again by 5 o'clock when we're down there. So here's us prepping. This is Daryl again. This is prepping the materials. There's Denny again working with us. There's Pastor Diego. He's always there on site because his house, and I'll show you that here in a minute, his house is right on site and in the church. FIA owns all that, from what I understand, or let's put it this way, the lady donated that property or that parcel so that FIA could build this, if I'm remembering correctly. So he's there as the one of the three churches, I think, that is in that village of the Mosquito people. And here we are now up to speed of what we did this time. All that steel that we did for the roof is now also being used, and newer stuff that was brought in is now being put for this porch. We went all the way around this whole porch and put this out. What's kind of neat is these pillars, all this was done by hand. They put wood up in there, and they poured the concrete, and the detail that they did at the bottom. They don't have a cement truck that comes in and, you know, fillers and, you know, cardboard tubings or whatever. Everything's done by hand. And then they got to go back and they got to form it to the way it is there. So that was all done before we got started. So Daryl, I'm not sure if Daryl had a plan drawn up or if Daryl just had the vision. And I'm guessing he had the vision because the first thing we did was we put this piece up in here on the front. And I'm sitting there, and if anybody knows me, they know I'm afraid of heights. I hate heights. And I'm sitting there looking at all this, and I'm thinking, there's just no way I'm doing all this. There's just no way. To top it all off, for some reason, this helmet that I was wearing was constantly falling down. And it's like, now I'm terrified of heights. I got this hood on my head that I'm walking around like Darth Vader, and I can't see or anything. And Daryl knows, and I told Daryl in the beginning, I was like, Daryl, I said, there's going to be some things I hope you know that I'm not going to want to do, and I ain't going to like it. Well, when all this is going on, like I said, being Darth Vader, I got this big welding pack on my side too now. And I got all these cords dragging all over the place. And I mean, this is really something that I don't like. It's like so unsafe. And one of the things God likes to do to me is he likes to sit there because he says to me constantly, do you trust me? Do you trust me? And I'm like, yeah, Lord, I trust you. You know I do. And then I go and do my own little thing and I confess. And then every now and then, you know, you repent from what you confess. But I'm working on that. So when I go on these trips and when I do these things, God's always putting me in situations that I just totally hate. Even at one point, they had me up at this peak, if you remember correctly. And I'm like, no, it's not happening. And here I am looking out over God's green earth. And it is such a beautiful view up there. And I'm thinking, Lord, there's no way. I'm not doing it. But I wind up doing it. And one of the beautiful things about this particular trip was, is when I was talking with Daryl, telling Daryl, hey, I'm not going to do some of this stuff. I all but had to do the stuff because Wayne was not there. And it's so easy to say, well, yeah, I can do that, but you going up there and do that. I could do that if I wanted to, but Daryl had his own thing going on. And Daryl was doing his stuff. And with two people on site, which is where Daryl and I were, and then Denny and Diego, it's like there was nobody to put this pressure on. It was like, Chuck, you got to do this. And I'm like, Lord, you got to give me the strength to do this. Now, for some of you, you know, we might have only been maybe 10 feet off the ground, right? About 10 feet. But when you're standing up another 15 feet and you're looking down and you're standing on these boards, and they don't have boards like we do here that are straight. These boards are like, you step on it and it wobbles you. Now, you can jump up and down all day and it's never going to break. But in my mind, I'm sitting there like, no way, it's not happening. And I had a blessing with me because my buddy Wayne was not there, and this young man, Denny. Denny was my right hand, and a lot of it was is I was sitting there thinking, hey, I can get Denny to help me do some of this stuff. But then the more we were doing some of this, I was like, well, Denny can't do it all because I'm the welder. I got to do this. So Denny and I worked together really well, and we put this up, and we moved through. It was kind of amazing how, as the things went on and it progressed, and we moved forward to just building this stuff. And there was some things, I mean, I'm not the, at one point, I said to Daryl, you can't always get the greatest cuts when you're messing with steel. And there's some gaps, and here we go again. I'm telling Daryl, hey, Daryl, there's just no way. My skill level is not like this. We're going to have to figure out a different way of doing this. And Daryl's like, oh, no, you'll be all right. We'll make a plate, or we'll do this. And it's like, all right, whatever. So we made a few plates, and we did, you know, some modifications and stuff. And then I think it was around day number three I was doing something. And then it just clicked in my head. I had this gap. So I take this rod, the welding rod, and I stick it in, and I go, and I'm like, hey, that works pretty good. Then I'm doing some other little tricks and stuff, and because there was some pretty big gaps that, you know, I was hoping to chew some bubble gum and just throw it in there, and, you know, I'm looking at it, and the way that I look at these trips, God puts it all together for His reason. And we do the best we can with what materials and the things that He provides for us. And a lot of times I'm looking at it from an American standard and saying, there's just no way that this is going to hold up. And then I'm thinking, you know, Lord, it's your church, it's your building, it's your material. It's on you. If it doesn't work, it's on you. If you can see that gap right there? You can see the sunlight in there. There I'm welding two pieces together. Those are some of the things that I'm dealing with. And I'm thinking, this ain't going to happen. Now, Wayne, on the other hand, he'd be like, and do what he's got to do. But for me, it doesn't work like that. So to tie this story in, Daryl's watching me do this, and I'm like, you know, he's like, that was pretty neat. And I'm like, well, don't give me too much credit because I don't know where it came from and I don't know how I remembered to do it. But the more you think about it, I remember last year when Wayne and I were dealing with pretty big gaps, I was like, Wayne, there's no way I can fill this gap. So Wayne's like, okay, dude, get out of the way. I'll show you what to do. So he goes, meow, meow, meow. And I'm like, hey, that's pretty cool. So I got this idea in my brain thinking, hey, I'm, you know, I can weld like a professional. And Wayne's like, just calm down, dude. You're all right, but you're not a professional, you know. And I even got so cocky last time. We're walking around the hotel, and they're all erected in steel. And I'm like, man, I can do better than those guys. And it's like their welds are all snotty and everywhere. And he's like, oh, so you spend 6 days welding, and now you're a professional. I'm like, hey, you know, don't be jealous. Don't be a hater, you know. And so that's just the way me and Wayne operate and do stuff. But it's funny how God takes a talent that is so raw. And I even told Wayne last time, I was like, I ain't never coming back to weld. I ain't doing it. I've had my fill of it. I'm not a welder. I even asked Wayne to go with me on the trip this time because I didn't want to do it. Kind of ran away from God like we do sometimes. And God was like, no, Chuck, you're going. You're going to do it, and you're going to be happy about it. And I think in the overall big picture, you know, at the end of the day, when everything was done, it was very rewarding to be out there and doing God's work and seeing the things that happen. And without, the worries of this world that we live in, because when you're there, you don't have the hustle and bustle of life. It's just you, God, and doing your thing. And it's not like I'm here doing my job where I got a boss that's sitting there dictating to me. That's the beautiful thing about working with Daryl. Daryl is the lead man that goes to the Mosquito people. And Daryl is so relaxed and so easygoing, and he's just easy to work for. And I got to know Daryl a little more on this particular trip, and I tell you, he's a fine gentleman to work for. I've already committed myself, and I think I told him, and they're going back for another 5 years, so I'm committed to going in that time frame to finish up doing some things. And as we're moving on here, I'll talk a little bit about that here in a second. Here's some of that other crazy stuff I was talking about. There's no, you know, simple way of doing scaffolding. You don't go down to Eagle Rental and just get scaffolding. You got these ladders here that they're not that big, but they weigh probably about, you know, the weight of a 30-foot aluminum ladder here in the States. I mean, they're heavy. So you're constantly moving this stuff. You're standing on it. The ground is so wobbly. And once again, there I am. And if anybody knows me, I can barely climb up my front house, which is only about 16 feet to change a light bulb. I can't even do that. It just drives me nuts. So here I am doing this stuff. And as time went on, I got comfortable because I wasn't thinking about what I was doing. And it just started flowing. Here, we got the roof on, and Denny and I, once again, are working together because he definitely was the right-hand man to this whole project. And Denny is, he's eager to learn, and he's just, like, right there. It's just an awesome thing. So we put this, after we did all the framing, which was done piece by piece, go back a second here. We started out with that front, like I said, and then we had to just put everything on individually. It wasn't like one side was built and then we picked it up and put it up there. Every little piece was made and fit exactly where it went. And Daryl was the cut man, and I was welding a lot of it, all of it, and Denny was the guy that was there helping hold. Diego also helped hold. And then this was Friday, if I'm not mistaken. This was our last day. And we're putting up the front fascia, I guess you would call that, on this particular day. There is Diego's house. And there's the church. So you can see that everything is right there on site. And so I took a picture of that, or picked that picture just to show everything that's, you know, the church is finished, basically. And they have been worshiping in that church up to that point. And there's, I think last time when Daryl was there, before he left, because we went 2 weeks, he came in the second week, and then he stayed another week, and then from what I understand, they finished up the roof, or most of the roof, and got it done, and then we finished up this entire part of it this last time. And there's our church for the Mosquito people done. And it's a pretty remarkable place of how God takes such a primitive culture. Because these guys, they live in grass huts and stuff and wooden stuff, all the stuff that's there. And then FIA came in and made a kind of a deal with them that they would build houses for them after the tsunami and everything went through, or the tornado, hurricane, I guess is the proper word, the hurricane went through. And just the people accepting that there is a God, because they have different gods down there. Daryl can tell you stories about how there's some that want us there, some that don't want us there. In fact, just a little short story. They do practice voodoo and stuff like that. There was one lady that was there one time that was like, they didn't want nothing to happen. And if you ever listen to some of these people tell their story, yes, they do want us to fail, because they don't want, but our God is an awesome God, and he can't be swayed, and what he wants is going to happen one way or another. If I don't go, somebody else is going to go. And if that person don't go, he will find somebody to stand in the gap. So with that being said, I put this in here because no matter what we did, I thought this was interesting. This is a grade that I'm building, okay? This is Espinanza's cooking grade that she wanted. These people did not ask for anything from, well, maybe they talked to Daryl a little bit, I don't know. But they didn't usually say, hey, I want. But Espinanza, the only thing she wanted to have accomplished was this simple grade that she could cook on. And I was like, sure, we'll make that happen. That's how simple their lives are and their culture is. That grade right there will last however long as she takes care of it. And it was so simple, and I was just pleased enough to be able to do it and make her day. And she was happy about it. This is Miss Espinanza right there. There's the pastor. This is Dan and Matt, father and son. There's myself. Here's John. He was there every day too, helping out. And I want to speak on this young man right here before I tie things up. Denny, I don't know a lot about his story, but I know a little bit, and maybe Daryl will speak a little bit more on it if he so desires. But Denny is a young man that had touched my heart. And I'm sitting there watching how this young man, over the 2 years that I had come, he doesn't complain. He doesn't, he just comes and does what he needs to do. He's 16 years old. And the good Lord laid some things on my heart while I was there. And then when I got back home, I prayed about it too. And I said to Daryl, one day we were talking, I said, Daryl, how is it that if we wanted to invest in this young man and Daryl said, well, you can do that. You're allowed to do that. I was like, all right. So I got talking to Denny, and I said, Denny, how old are you? I'm 16. I said, you plan on going to university? He said, yes, I'd like to go to university. So I'm thinking, how's this young man going to go to university when they got no money? Money is not like here in the States where we just throw it away, and, you know, it is something that is very important to them. I know it's important to us, but it's very important to them. And maybe, like I said, maybe Daryl can expand a little bit on this, but I was saying to Daryl, I was like, Daryl, how much does it cost to go and send this young man to college? And Daryl said somewhere around $200, right? Per semester. Now, I don't know a whole lot about it, and I'm still in the process of working on it, but I came back to the States, went to the missions meeting, and I said to the team, I was like, look, I'd like to invest in this young man's future because of the way the Lord laid on my heart and the things that I've seen with Denny. Denny's mother, Elizabeth, is very active in the church. I believe and I know that Denny is fatherless, correct? He's got, I think, four other siblings, and they're all actively involved in the church. And God put on my heart and said, look, regardless of what happens, this young man has to have a future. And his dream, per se, is to go to university and then come back to the village. Now, John has the same, he has the same dream also, that he wants to go to university. He wants to come back and preach the gospel in their native tongue of Mosquito. But God didn't lay anything on my heart about John. He laid it on my heart about Denny. So what I'm asking is, and how this all ties in real quick, is we're investing. We're investing in God's kingdom. Everything that we do here on this side, whether, you know, like I said, God calls us in all different ways because we're all different parts of the body. And I just happen to be the privileged one that gets to go and be with these people. And they're going back next year. And I encourage you that if you're interested in missions, to take this trip. Daryl goes several times a year. But I'd like to get, and I even told God, I said, God, regardless of whatever happens, I will personally write that check to make sure this young man has a future so that these Mosquito people and future generations will have the opportunity to see the blessing that he has put in this young man's life. At some point, we need to trust that ourselves as a congregation, sometimes we don't always agree with what and how things are done within the body, but we have to trust that the leadership within this body knows what they're doing. So that's why I asked the missions team to bring forth, do we want to invest not only in the Mosquito village, but start investing personally in these people's lives? That's why I've committed myself going back to Mosquito, because I am the face that represents the Heart of Christ Church with these people. I have to be there, because that's what they're going to say, and Wayne also, because he's the connector. New faces can go, but that face that always is going to be familiar to them is going to be myself that represents this church. Daryl represents his church. Daryl represents him and FIA, Tim Johnson, et cetera, et cetera. So keep that in mind. Keep that in your thoughts and your prayers. And just moving forward, there's a lot of things. Next year's trip will be in May, right around Mother's Day, correct? We'll be going back in May. I'm not sure if we're going for 2 weeks or 1 week, but we're going to be building the outdoor facility, is the restroom, is what's next. to build with these. I'm not sure how that project's going to go, but it should be interesting. So with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to Daryl, because last time we didn't get to let them speak, except Tim. So I'm going to turn it over to Daryl. And once again, Daryl, thank you so much for taking your day and coming out and helping me.
Buenos dias. Muchas gracias. La iglesia. Salud, la iglesia. Chuck, tell them what I said. Okay. This is what Chuck used to do to me at the spare of the moment. Daryl, tell him what I said. And I used to, or he would say, tell me what to say to them. And I used to look at him, and he told me, he said, you always gave me funny eyes when I said that. And I said, oh, really? And it was always because I wanted to make sure I told him the right thing. In Spanish, as you go across the world, Spanish is not the same in every country. And so some places you don't use some words because they're not good words. And so I was always careful of what I told him the proper words were. And that was one thing he always did to me at the spare of the moment. And so I thought I'd do that to you today. What I said was, good morning, and thank you, church, for inviting me, and bless this church, is what I said. Friends in Action, Amigos in Action International, has been working in Nicaragua since 2007. Hurricane Felix went in and destroyed the village. There was about 87 homes in there, and there was about four that were standing that were livable. So over the years, we've been building the homes back. And in our plans were eventually to put a Christ-believing, God-believing church in the village. But our plans were to do that at the end so that the people would trust us and so that the people would feel comfortable with the God we were trying to present to them. As of today, we have 90 homes in that village. Their homes were 8x8, and there may have been three families living in them. We built them back, homes out of cement block and metal roofs that are 22x22. So you can see what we gave them. And the people worked with us through the whole time building the cinder blocks. We made them on site and helped us to build their house. One of the requirements were they were to be there when we built their house. And the village people were very open-minded, open-handed. And one of the things was that as you worked with the people, you were able to share what you believed in, shared why you were there. Many of them would ask me, why would you come to us? We are so poor. Why? Why would you give us this? Why? And we constantly reminded them that it was because of our Savior. It was because of our God. And our God has sent us. We didn't come on our own. Just as Chuck told you how God had called him to go, God had put an impression in his mind. And so the people learn that there is something about this God that has come with them and is shining through their life that is making an interest to us to learn more. And so as the years progressed, 2013, I started announcing next year is the year that we're going to build the church. And 2013, as Chuck told you, we had a woman which practiced demonic witchcraft that stayed every day there at the pastor's house and watched me come in, and she stayed there till I left. She was not happy that we were building a church for God. And one of the things we did is we went door to door in 2013. We went door to door. We made cake bicocho in their language, and we went door to door and gave them each a sample of that. That was something they never tasted, they never had. Rice and beans is what they usually eat, and they might have some venison. They don't like to eat their pork they have running around, they'll sell it because they say they get sick on it. And it's basically because they don't know how to raise pork like we do in America. But over the years, Dennis, Chuck talked about Dennis. Dennis was with us from a little kid growing up, and he was really interested in what we were doing. A year ago, Dennis gave his heart to Christ and was baptized just a couple months before you came down this last time. And so Chuck has really connected with Dennis. Dennis is going to be a real important part in that church. His mother has taught him that Christ is the way. And he is of the younger generation in that village that will help to make that church grow. Not only did we build the church, but we need that church to be discipled. We need to bring more people into the church. At this point, there's about 65 children that come to the children's services. There's a handful to 25 that come to the adult services. Right now, we are concentrating more on the children's services because they are the future of the church. And so, as Chuck took it upon his heart, by God's blessing, to work there, we need to think about Dennis. We need to invest into Dennis. We need to give him the knowledge, the education, so that he will be able to share it to the village and explain to them exactly what the Bible says and exactly what God wants for that village. And so that there is no confusion of the gods. Some worship the trees, some worship the devil. Most worship the devil. And they see the effects of the devil and they fear the devil. And the witchcraft, they'll put the curses out there. And they see the curses. The devil is real and they know he's real. And that's why they fear him and that's why they serve him, because they don't want the punishment of him. I think something comes to mind this week. I was thinking about coming here, and I thought about Abraham and Isaac. And I thought, you know, Abraham taught Isaac to believe in God and to follow God and to answer God every time God speaks and do what God asks you to do, and God will bless. And as I was thinking about this, I thought about how Chuck was so scared of heights, and he told me, you know, there's things I can't do. I said, yeah, just let me know when you get to that point. And every time we went to the next step, he said, Darryl, I think here it comes. I said, just let me know. He still hasn't left me know. He got up on that roof, and he finished, and I just stood back, and I just watched. And I thought, God is at work in Chuck's heart and in his mind. He's forgetting about that fear of himself. And he's only thinking about serving God right now. He's only thinking about what he's here for. And it is so amazing how you will see people go on a missions trip and they talk so much before they go, and you sit and you listen. And then when they leave, you listen again. And the talk is a different talk. It's a different talk. They grow and they mature. And I've seen that so much in Chuck, and I appreciate it. And then Wayne was another blessing to us. And this church has been a real blessing to FIA. And some of the needs that are needed is for the Dennis Project and also for literature and things for the children. And that's an ongoing thing. And I want to thank you all for your participation. I want to thank you for sending Chuck and Wayne, and we look forward to working with you in the future.
You have been listening to a Bible teaching from the Heart of Christ Church. You can find us on the web at www.theheartofchristchurch.com. If you have found benefit in listening to this message, you can send us an email from our contact page, or if you would like to donate or write to us, do so at P.O. Box 1011, Quentin, PA 17083.